Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
Yeah, man, some of us get right into it and see what we can learn from Juliana Deripi this morning. So we know that life will, you know, at times just throw curveballs, like unexpectedly. You don't even know what to do. So this is why these conversations are very important, because they also help you plan for the unexpected, because a good, you know, financial advisor helps you build somewhat of a safety net. You know, you have your insurance, your emergency funds, your wills and everything in order. And let's just hope that we are going to also commit to actually just learning from what she's actually telling us and applying it to our lives. So let's see what Juliana has in store for us this morning.
Good morning, and today's topic is going to be on relationships. Yes, as much as we hold them dear to our hearts and we love our loved ones dearly, there is red flags that we tend to avoid or ignore. However, today we are going to pinpoint some of the financial red flags in relationships that we should watch out for. But before we go into that, let us put out our disclaimer. I am in no way representing any company. I am solely here as a licensed financial advisor, sharing my expertise that I have gained over the years. Coming back to today's topic, relationships are the hardest aspects of our lives, where we can easily pinpoint out red flags. But however, I'm going to help you, or hopefully try and open your eyes to some of the red flags that are there financially. And when I speak of relationships, I do not just mean one-sided. I speak of family relations. I speak of partnering relationships, such as business or personal. I speak of working environment relationships. So all of these and so many more are relationships where sometimes you cross the line when it comes to finances, and you tend to borrow over each other. This is where you identify if the person you are trying to get into a financial relationship with, whether it be on any of these platforms, do they have any of these red flags? Are they frequent borrowers? Do they gamble? Or do they have risky investment portfolios or habits? Lack of financial planning for their future? A failure to pay their debts? Do they fail their debts? Do they not pay on time their debts? Are they irresponsible in their spending habits? Do they refuse to disclose their financial standing? Are they registered with any credit such as ITC? All of these things are things that you need to consider as red flags before you start moving into a financial relationship or start sharing your finances or borrowing your finances to either a sister, a loved one in terms of a life partner, or just someone from your work environment, which is a colleague, and you borrow each other money. So here is a tip: in the event that this happens, always make sure that there is a document, which is a legal document, that indicates the money that was borrowed and in which manner it will be paid back, for your protection, irrespective of which relationship you might have with the individual you choose to do a transaction with. On that note, if you have loved today's topic, my name is Juliana Deripi. Kindly call me on 0816448286. As it is from me, it's au revoir. Bye.
She clearly just loves what she does, doesn't she? She's so happy and bubbly. And because, you know, whenever we talk about finance, it's like, very strict and just gotta do that. But at least with her, she brings us some sort of ease, actually.
Yeah. Thank you so much, also, Juliana. It's 8:57. On the other side, we go to the streets.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m.